This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of Saints Joachim and Ann Parish, which serves the communities of Elizabeth, Forward, Glassport, Portview, Lincoln, and Liberty Boroughs in southern Allegheny County. Delighted to have everyone with us this morning. Our program this morning takes us down the path of a very important time in history and the many lessons that it teaches us this day. You're about to meet a remarkable educator in our Catholic schools who is with the support of his principal, making history come to life and touching hearts. First, I want to give a big thank you out to our generous sponsors of Catholic Education Plus, Sam and Judy Spanos, and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. Their support helps us to share the stories of faith, education, and service. And joining us in studio this morning is a very special guest, an esteemed teacher in our Catholic schools, which we just opened up the bells this past Thursday morning. We welcome as a first-time guest, Mr. Andrew McCloskey. Andrew teaches social studies at right across the river from me at Madonna Catholic Regional School in Monongahela in Washington County. Andrew, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Good morning, Father. Thanks for having me.
And as we were walking into the studio here this morning, I said, we're both neighbors. We're right across the river.
We are, yes.
Across from the Monongahela River. You're over in Monongahela. Can you first introduce yourself to our listeners here this morning?
Sure. So I'm Andrew McCloskey. I teach social studies and writing at Madonna Catholic Regional School in Monongahela, PA. This is my 10th year teaching coming up, and I'm very, very, very passionate about teaching social studies and, as you said, trying to make the lessons of history come to life.
That's great, and we're going to have a great show with you this morning and with what you're doing at Madonna. Your principal, Kathy Miller, learned about Classrooms Without Borders trip for educators to take part in a Holocaust education and travel immersion program, and obviously she thought naturally of you. With her encouragement, you applied, and after a rigorous application process, you were accepted. And this past summer, you joined nearly 100 other educators and academic and students on a journey from Pittsburgh to Poland to confront the reality of the Holocaust through firsthand experiences. First, I want to ask you how this really impacted and takeaway from the trip this past summer. That must have been a really exciting time to be over there.
Oh, yeah. I would say it definitely changed my life permanently. The Classrooms Without Borders did a very good job of planning the trip because we had – it was like on a day off a day where we would tour various Holocaust sites, and then the next day we would go and see something a little more chill. And as you said before, Kathy Miller, my principal, Mrs. Miller, I always call her my mom.
She's wonderful. She is
fantastic, and she's very resourceful and is always looking to further the prospects and opportunities of her charges.
Wow. I mean, this is a once in a lifetime
experience
for you to be able to go over there. We just celebrated the Feast of St. Maximin and Kolbe on August 14th. So that was just a few weeks ago. And, I've never been to Poland, but I've seen things on the news. And then obviously, just the people who go over there and walking, it must have been chilling and eerie to feel that. Is that true? Did you get the sense of the death and the dying and all the people that perished in that area?
100%. There were about three or four sites on the trip. St. Maximilian Kolbe's death cell being one of them, where there was, it was almost like an audible pressure change as if you were someone closed the windows in the car, but it was almost like a spiritual or metaphysical shift in those sites that, you know, really, really, really stuck with me. One experience that I'll remember for the rest of my life is we were in the crematoria where they burned the victims in Majdanek, which is a smaller death camp. And shortly after entering the building, the wind like really picked up and started howling, and it was like rattling the windows, and it was like blowing through the wooden slats and making this like kind of keening, moaning sound. And it was
really
chilling. Is a light word to put it, but yeah, it was something.
And you met a Holocaust survivor, Howard Chandler, virtually during the trip. What did you take away from his story?
Yeah, Howard was a walking encyclopedia. Mm. He's almost a work of art because a lot of the questions that we asked, which, you know, were fairly common questions that I get asked from my students, the answers that he gave us were, in one way, very simple, but in another way, you know, you could tell that he is a student of humanity and he knows people because of the extreme experiences that he had. So talking to him was beyond insightful.
So he was not there personally, but virtually. Did they have him like up on a big screen in the other travelers were in a room with you with that?
Yeah, so he was on a Zoom call. Okay. Unfortunately, he needed surgery and he wasn't able to make it in person. But every other year that Classrooms Without Borders has done a trip, he's joined personally. And, you know, he's on his feet like 4 hours, you know, straight at Auschwitz where he was a survivor.
That must be really something for him to give his testimony, you know, being there.
It energizes him, believe it or not.
Really?
He's he's like full of like energy and like youthful vigor in a sense.
Hmm. Why do you think it resonates so deeply about the stories to tell that to the students?
I guess in one sense, you know, the Holocaust is singular in its savagery. And it's something that everybody learns at some point. I am full of energy to teach it because, unfortunately, with the age that we live in, there is a lot of disinformation that students see in the digital spaces of like TikTok and Instagram and whatnot. And there was a study that was done somewhat recently, a poll, and it said that 20% of the respondents of Generation Z thought that the Holocaust was done because the Jews did something wrong to deserve it.
Wow.
And, you know, year after year, people's general literacy of the Holocaust and their understanding of the basic facts just dips lower and lower. So it's one thing to teach in an abstract sense. It's another thing entirely, however, to experience firsthand.
So you just started school this past Thursday, so next week will be a full week before Labor Day holiday. What are some of your goals to bring some of your experiences this past summer to your students this coming year?
So, yeah, so I've talked to several of the friends that I've made, and we've all kind of been looking at each other and been like, how do we even translate this into something that we can share? I would say one thing that I am going to do certainly is to convey a lot of the stories that I learned from people who survived or were murdered in the process. One of the things that they that was imparted upon us is that when talking about the Holocaust, it's easy to talk about it from the perspective of the perpetrators, so like the Nazis. Everybody knows who Adolf Hitler is. Everybody knows who Dr. Mengele, the Angel of Death, was. Not a lot of people know about the, you know, prominent Jewish, like, resistance leaders. So trying to switch the framework and look at it from, say, a Jewish perspective or a Romani perspective would be something. One of the stories that I took away from it, and it reminded me of that saying that Jesus said, there's no greater love than to lay down one's life for a friend, is there was a story that I came across with these two friends, Samuel Breslau and Joseph Kaplan, and they were both historians, actually, in Warsaw before the ghetto uprising. And they were trying to set up a historical account of documents that could be discovered afterwards so that historians knew what occurred. When they were walking down the street one day, Joseph Kaplan got jumped by the Gestapo, the German security forces, and he was attempted to be arrested, and Samuel, his friend, intervened and was shot on the spot. But you know, he did that knowing his fate, but he did it to help his friend. And I'll never forget that.
Amazing. Wow. Yeah. And, we'll be talking in our second segment a little bit about St. Maximilian Kolbe, who gave his life up to save a father who had a family. And yes. Like I said, we just celebrate his feast day on August 14th. And Edith Stein, who was a religious sister, Jewish, and then she converted to Catholicism, was executed too. So I love history, state history and world history, and just you never stop learning, you never stop growing. Yeah, so that and for you to be able to go over there over the summer, and then you're going to bring it back into the classroom, I think is just remarkable. So what a wonderful experience, and hopefully this segment will be enlightening for our listeners. So we're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. We'll be back in a moment. And welcome back to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of St. Joachim and Ann Parish in Elizabeth, Glassport, Portview, Lincoln, and Liberty Boroughs. And this morning, we are featuring Mr. Andrew McCloskey from Madonna Catholic Regional School, Monongahela, talking about Classrooms Without Borders. And he had a wonderful experience this past summer to go visit Auschwitz and the Jewish Holocaust. And we're talking about how his experience, and now he's bringing that back into the classroom. So, Andrew, I wanted to bring you back about and talking about, as a Catholic, what impacted you about learning about St. Maximilian Kolbe, who gave his life for a father and his family? How was that?
The experience was definitely, I mean, going to Auschwitz in general, the only term that I can think to describe the experience of it's almost like an axe to the face, because it's so just visceral and brutal and whatnot. Maximilian Kolbe's site was striking because it was held in the block in Auschwitz I where they had punishment cells and black cells. And when you go down there, to where he was martyred, that whole floor actually still smells like death fairly distinctly. And the experience was very strange because, as we talked about in the previous segment, some of those sites where great atrocity has been committed has this kind of fog or hangover of evil. However, Maximilian Kolbe's cell, it was kind of this weird mixture of like the sacred and the profane intermingling. The Paschal candle that St. John Paul II laid is still there.
Oh, is it? Oh,
and that's how you know that, that was his specific cell with, I believe, 23 other people.
Wow. Yeah. That must be a pretty big moving experience.
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
Wow. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Classrooms Without Borders program. You were nominated by your principal, Kathy Miller, to apply for this program. And obviously, this was a rigorous application process with candidates from all over, including interviews. Why do you think, what made your application stand out to be accepted?
I believe I interviewed well. I made sure to emphasize how important the continuing teaching of the Holocaust is, which, you know, for a Holocaust organization, that they really liked that. But Classrooms Without Borders in general was a very powerful organization, because before we went, we actually had to go to, I believe, 5 different classes.
Oh, wow.
That were about 2 hours and 45 minutes. Dr. Michael Narragon, who teaches at Winchester Thurston, was our like teacher for that. And on the trip, they had a coterie of not only Howard Chandler, the Holocaust survivor, but they had a coterie of historians to essentially act as our tour guide. Our historian, her name was Natalia. She's a teacher at Florida State University, encyclopedic knowledge. She talked for 11 days, and I never saw her look at notes.
So how many in your group?
There were about 40 people from Pittsburgh, wow. And there were roughly 100 people in total, maybe slightly less.
That's great. Wow. And the Jewish community is very near and dear to my heart. Before I was pastor of St. Joachim and Anne, I was at St. Mary Magdalene over in Point Breeze, Squirrel Hill, Homewood, and Wilkinsburg. I still am a member of the Jewish Community Center, the JCC in Squirrel Hill, where I work out. As a gym
That's
member,
awesome.
And they're just a wonderful community. Squirrel Hill obviously is a large Jewish population here in our Pittsburgh area. Tell us a little bit about the contingent that went over. I think it was a group from Road of Shalom.
Yes.
Went over with you too. So how was their experience to go over there? What were some of their comments when they were coming back?
Yeah, so we were based out of Red of Shalom, and that's where we had our classes, and I believe there were several members of the group that were associated with Classrooms Without Borders.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone had a very moving experience there, I would say, and I think that CWB, or Classrooms Without Borders, provided everyone with a fantastic opportunity to encounter history that is so visceral up close.
Wow. And you said the trip left you both challenged and hopeful. This is the year of hope. Can you share one example of that hope?
Yeah. When towards the end of the trip, we had a meeting in Krakow where we basically were debriefed after seeing Auschwitz and Treblinka and Majdanek. And one of my cohorts, Brian from Ohio, he was talking about how the trip kind of left him deflated, and how he's a naturally fairly hopeful person. And I shared that while I'm more naturally cynical, which probably isn't good, I found that I was left with a lot of hope because we encountered a lot of stories of absolute heroism and self-sacrifice, against, you know, overwhelming odds that no rational human being could countenance unless they're there. And that's mm-hmm. something, you know, Howard Chandler, the survivor, talked about over and over and over again. And seeing people doing the right thing and reading about people doing the right thing, especially even though they knew it would lead to their deaths, was very moving. And at the same time gave me hope.
In the year of hope.
In the year of hope.
Yeah, perfect, yeah. Providential, yeah.
Yes.
How do you see this experience strengthening our Catholic school mission to form students both in knowledge and virtue?
I mean, you know, Catholic education has played a huge part in my life. I went to Catholic school kindergarten through college. And I see programs like Classrooms Without Borders and principals like Mrs. Kathy Miller, who are looking out for her charges, to play an important role in people like me giving back to the church and sharing a deeper knowledge of history and being able to hopefully contribute towards a new generation of humanistic and virtuous and above all else, I would say informed and intelligent and critically thinking students. And, absolutely, you know, that's our goal here.
And one final question before we break. For listeners inspired by this conversation this morning, what's one concrete way they can help students connect with history in a meaningful, faith-filled way?
So I would say that a lot of times history gets a rep for being boring. I remember when I first started teaching, you know, I kind of had to like break that barrier down slowly. But I find that everyone is interested in history. It's, maybe they just don't know it yet. I first became enamored in history when I read the book Gulag Archipelago by Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who was a prisoner of a Soviet gulag for about 15 years. And the book absolutely floored me. And after I read that, you know, I went to graduate school to learn more. So I would say think of things that interest you and go read about them. I mean, you know, reading is kind of tough nowadays because attention spans aren't what they used to be. But, you know, God gave us brains. He gave us the intellect to understand. And, you know, I would say the best way that we could give back to our Creator is to use them in a productive and meaningful way.
You never stop learning and you never stop growing, right?
Yeah. Never stop.
And history is one of those things that is so intriguing, and it's great to be open-minded for that. And as the new year officially starts and kick off 2025-2026 school year, I'm sure you're going to be sharing a lot of more experiences to your students this coming year.
Certainly.
What a great summer experience that you had. Mr. Andrew McCloskey, the social studies teacher at Madonna Catholic Regional School in Monongahela, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
We'll take a break. We'll be back in a moment here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the 21st Sunday of Ordinary Time. And as I mentioned, most of the students in public and private in Catholic schools are returning to the classrooms. The summer vacation has come to the end. And this weekend's readings focus on gathering of all nations to God's table. In the Gospel of Luke, we hear about the kingdom of God is offered not just for chosen people, but for all. And there were those who thought that they could enter the kingdom simply because they had a special relationship with the Master, and they got special privileges. But salvation depends on the favor of God. So it's a gift from God, and we opening up our hearts and to let others in and not judge God's generosity to others. So let's really focus on entering the narrow gate, not by certain people, but by all people. And even in the first reading from the prophet Isaiah, when the Jewish people returned from exile in Babylon, they found Jerusalem in ruins. And today's passage, the prophet looks to better days ahead when people from the foreign lands flocked to Jerusalem as the city of God built. And in the second reading to Hebrews, this letter was written to people who had become discouraged and were losing faith, but gives them hope. So let's give hope and know that all God's people is welcoming to all. So thank you for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks here on KDK Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.